Hello, you mob. This is a message from the mob called CSIRO. We're scientists. Today, we're going to talk about that gas here in the Northern Territory and that thing called fracking. We will talk about what things can happen when fracking is done. What is groundwater? Groundwater is not like the water that is in lakes and rivers, no. Groundwater is when it rains or when there is water in lakes and rivers, some of that water goes deep underground. That groundwater then seeps down and stays in the soil or in the sand or in cracks in rocks. It can stay there for a very long time. Some groundwater is only a little ways down, maybe 50 metres or 60 metres or 70, 80, 90 or 100 metres. That water makes plants and animals grow and stay healthy. People can drink that water too. Farmers and station owners and gas drilling mob, they use that water too. What is an aquifer? An aquifer is a place underground where there is groundwater. That water can stay there for a very long time. Beetaloo Aquifer has groundwater in limestone rock. Limestone rock has cracks and holes for groundwater. It's like a sponge. There are many different things that might be in that groundwater. These things are called chemicals. You might not be able to see those chemicals, but they are there in the water. Nobody put those chemicals into that groundwater. They've always been there. People did not put them there. These might be different kinds of salt, or maybe different metals. There might be a gas named methane gas in that water, or other chemicals that are made from hydrogen and carbon that are joined together. There might also be other chemicals named radionuclides that are in that water. These radionuclides break apart very slowly during many, many years. When they do that, they make something like X-rays. You cannot see it. It's called radiation. If there is just a little bit of that radiation in the groundwater, it is okay to put on plants to make them grow, and it's okay to give to animals to drink. But it might not be good for people to drink, no. For people to drink groundwater and not become sick, there must be only a very, very little of those chemicals in the groundwater, not a lot. Some of these chemicals are named environmental traces. These chemicals change a little bit over many, many years. Scientists can get groundwater from bores and look carefully at that water. Scientists can find these traces in groundwater. When they measure those traces, they can learn whether that groundwater is new, just 50 years old, or a little bit older. Or maybe the groundwater is 1,000 years old or 10,000 years old, way back to dreaming time. From that, the scientists can learn how quickly and how much of that water is soaking far down into the aquifers. Thank you for listening. We will tell you more about this later.